91.5 WMFO. That was American Ocelot with Million Things. Before that, Space Mushroom Fuzz. What does the future hold? Best Not Broken with Hate Song. Invisible Rays gave you Crystal Floor, and I started that all off with the Teardowns and Piggy. Now, without further ado, we have a very special performance from Muzzins!
What is up, C-Muzz? What is up, T-Muzz? Muzzins in the house. That was so fun. We are really excited to be here at WMFO playing live on the radio.
That was fun.
That was really fun. Let's play another song.
We'll do Electromagnetic?
Yeah.
Two, three, four.
wash. Please call a medic, dear. Why won't you? I cannot hardly breathe. Whose knee is on my chest? Defibrillator, please. It's cardiac arrest. It's cardiac arrest. It's cardiac arrest. Why won't you? Tick-tock, ticky-tock. This ticker is frenetic. Has the book gone forever for the whole human race?
Why won't you die?
I can hardly believe. I thought we were the best for the whole human race. It's cardiac arrest. It's cardiac arrest. It's cardiac arrest.
Why won't you die?
Tick-tock, this ticker is frenetic. Electromagnetic. From my heart to your head, cause it's left me up for dead. Spit it out, let me in, but I love what you call sin. I'm a force, one with nature, gonna plot my roots down deep. Use my tears to grow bigger, fatter, bolder, brighter. Believe all for this soul, you have built with no consent. Pockets full of bread and cash, we don't know real men. You're a dirty figure, don't you know respect for Mother Earth. Surely trauma, touch your lessons, anyway this game will run. My army is ready, I will be steady. All eyes on the prize, liberation defies. If you wanna lock this up, straight up, forget it. That was so much fun.
Hey, this is a good time. We should do this every Wednesday.
We have not played that song like that ever before. A lot of this is improvised music, and I think we forget to remember that's the case. We love playing together. We love listening to each other. We have shows coming up.
Yeah, we do. We should promote them. We should talk about them.
We are very excited. We are playing the Paradise Rock Club in Boston on February? On April 8th.
This Saturday. With Sleaford Mods.
Oh my goodness. They're on tour from the UK. Their album just hit number 1 and number 3 on 2 major UK charts. And we get to open for them at the paradise, this is a dream come true. And then we're doing something really exciting on Thursday, the 13th of April. We're doing our first Andy Warhol Foundation lab-style experimental underground basement freestyle improv show. Yeah. I'm so excited about that. That's our first flow show. That's the way we love to play, and I'm stoked.
And that is at the Rockwell on Thursday the 13th, presented by Once.
Mm-hmm.
And we're psyched. And we're with our friends Clam and Beautiful Headquarters and Visuals by Digital Awareness.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Let's play some music.
Hey. Let's do it. Yeah. We wrote that song in our old studio two studios ago. Late one night. Mm-hmm. So much has changed, and we are still here, and I'm so happy that we stayed together and weathered the storm. To everyone out there, we muzz you. Welcome to the Muzziverse. It is an entire universe, an ethos, and a way of being, and all are welcome, and the door is always open in both directions. Y'all ready?
Yep.
All right, let's see what we got over here.
Yeah, we're gonna bring it down. money from your wallet, put it in your mouth, wrap your hands around your throat and spit it out,
spit it out.
Why are you so afraid of this tiny paper slave? Don't hold so tight, don't hold so tight, just give it away, give it away. Spit it out, spit it out,
spit that truth right from your mouth.
Spit it out, spit it out,
spit that truth right from your mouth.
Spit it out, spit it out,
spit that truth right from your mouth.
Spit it out, spit it out,
spit that truth right from your mouth.
Spit that truth, break it down. Spit that truth right from your mouth. In the zone. All right, let's play some more music. This is our favorite thing to do. It's mine. Favorite.
I'd say so. It's right up there.
Yeah. It's like, my favorite thing.
I like a good sit. A good sit.
A good sit is good.
Yeah, yeah. But music beats it out. Yeah. Jamming live.
All right, we'll do some of that. We'll do some of that, then we'll do some sitting. want it so bad. Wild cause.
They got an air conditioner over here. It's a good thing.
Ah.
How you doing, Armaz?
I am having so much fun. I love this. I'm in the zone. This is great.
You know, I got something funny. Is that you, in that really quiet, like sparse spot in there? Mm-hmm. There's this Velcro that's on the floor. I don't like to play with my shoes on, and the Velcro gets stuck to my sock. Right.
Yeah.
So it's been on my sock the whole time. So when you hear like fiddling with my pedals, I'm like, this is because the piece of Velcro won't get off my sock.
There's a Velcro issue. We're so sticky.
Yeah.
The Muzz is very sticky today.
I wouldn't call it. Actually, I just got it off.
There you go.
That's it. That's the update.
Close calls. Yeah. Today's close call. All right, let's play another song. This is our latest single that is out. We love it. It's a big anthem rocker. And we have a new single coming out in about a week.
Yeah, on the 14th, April 14th. It's called Did Ya Miss Me?
And this song is called Send It Back. Let's do it.
It goes like this.
We'll be right back.
We're Muzzins, and we are live on WMFO, Tufts College Radio, Boston. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We got, Saturday at the Paradise, opening up for Sleep for Mods, and we got Thursday the 13th at the Rockwell with Clam, Beautiful Headquarters, and Visuals by Digital Awareness. We'll see you at hopefully both of those shows.
All right. Thank you to Muzzins. Well, they'll be in here in a little bit, but in the meantime, let's hit up some music. Yeah.
Thank you. Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fast and slow, grapes don't text you.
91.5 WMFO. I want to get this title right. The exact moment Walter White became Heisenberg. That is Fainter On from The Wired. Before that, I had Slow Quit with Knuckle Scraper. And I started that off with a nice cover of Turn Up the Radio from The Control Group. And we have some Mozins here.
Hello again.
Hello.
Hi.
All right.
Squeaky chair, sorry.
Wait a minute.
Hello.
Are you in the corner? Are you in the corner over there? Hey! Okay. All right. Guess I'll have to turn you up a little higher.
Hi.
There you go.
How's it going?
There's T-Muzz.
Hey, everybody.
T-Muzz is in the house.
You're not in the corner anymore.
Nope.
We are not in the corner.
Nobody puts T-Muzz in the corner.
It's great to be here. We just played a live set. I know this is like a dream come true for me to play like live on the radio.
Okay.
That's how I grew up, you know, like people I admired and looked up to and never, ever imagined I'd be like, played live music on the radio, and we just did that here at WMFO, and I'm super excited about what just happened.
A lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Muzzles?
Good.
I feel good. I feel energized.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell. Yes, yeah, so I have to ask that, what was that contraption that did all of the cool harmony stuffs?
So I have a knack of finding very obscure things that are meant to be toys and using them in a, you know, in all kinds of other ways. This is it's a defunct piece of equipment at this point.
Okay.
It's made by TC Helicon, and it's called the Perform VE. Anyway, it takes a signal from the vocal mic, and then it's attached to a MIDI controller, which happens to also be my keytar. Nobody has I've never seen anyone do this because it's a very particular arrangement, so I kind of made it up. I didn't even know the difference between cables when I started playing with these things.
Okay.
So I was on YouTube a lot. I did a lot of deep nerd dives into synthesizers.
YouTube is your friend.
Oh yes. My goodness. Yes. This was my pandemic project, one of many, but I got so into like learning the technical things and then finding loopholes and ways to use this harmonizer with and without the actual like synth sound coming in. I can do it without, I can do it with, and it really beefs up my voice because we're a three-piece band. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have a guitar. I play the synth sometimes, but not all of the time, and I play melodica sometimes, but not all of the time. So my two kindred brethren here are doing a lot of heavy lifting with the rhythm and bass section. Timas has so much going on the pedal board too, just like a big, thick, fat sound coming from there. So we never feel empty, and we're not afraid of the silence either, but that vocal harmonizer, it's very temperamental.
Yeah, that thing is trippy. I like it.
Oh my goodness. It has, and it has actually a lot of functions. I only use a few for shows at this point, but sometimes when we're experimenting and stuff, we go really into, like, it does some really cool stuff. I can completely warp my voice. It has hard tune in there. It has morph. It has filters of all kinds. I can bend and twist, and I can even loop stuff. It's meant to be a solo thing.
I did hear some looping going on there.
That was coming from Timas. That was all bass looping. Okay. I don't do any live looping because they don't talk to each other easily. They're not wired up and connected. So it's a lot of...
Do we need another pandemic so you can learn that?
No, please, I'll just learn it. Please, no. I'll just learn it without a pandemic.
Look at you talking gear, though.
I know. It's hard, right?
when we first
pride
met.
Myself on being the new gear nerd.
No, well, when you were starting to play in there, and I looked through the portal window right behind you, and I saw this contraption near your mic, mm-hmm. and I was very intrigued by, mm-hmm. you know, bright flashing things.
It is very bright. I have a thing with lights, and it is a little too bright for me, but at least I can see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well.
It's,
I saw
it's
your keytar too. That's all black keys.
Yep.
So, I mean,
they even out in the end.
We recently had a discussion about that.
All black keys. So
it looks
I'm
great.
Surprised you get major chords out of it.
Yeah. Listen, I play by feel a lot because I started with playing the melodica way before I got the keytar.
Okay.
And I used to play it with, like, you get a kind of a corrugated pipe that you can, you know, put it on the table and look at the keys and play with two hands. But I was playing in a marching band, in a brass band, rather.
So I just needed it in front of my face.
And I was walking, so I couldn't see the keys. So I taught myself to play by feel. And a lot of the music we play is by, like, emotional feel anyway. So mm-hmm. I figured I should be able to play with my eyes shut for the most part. And even if I hit the wrong notes, know how to get to the right notes, because there are really no... Well, lots of our stuff is just made up on the spot anyways. But yeah, the keytar is its own beast. We love each other. It's very special. It's so loud. It's such an iconic thing. The black and the red keys. They had another version which just looked more like a regular keyboard, and I was like, nah, we're gonna go black keys, and I will learn to play in the dark.
All right, that sounds pretty legit there.
How many people do you know that play a keytar hooked up to a vocal harmonizer?
Not many,
right?
Because usually. I've seen people that, like, have kind of what kind of live loop pedals and mm-hmm. stuff, and they feed that through their vocal mic as opposed to, like, a bass or mm-hmm. or guitar, so they can, you know, do that dual lead Thin Lizzy thing. But I don't think I've seen it, like, not as a pedal.
Uh huh. Yeah, I mean, I think the great thing here for me is that I'm coming in with beginner's mind. Like, this is my first electronic band that I've played in. I've been all analog before. I played in orchestras, and I played, I said, in brass bands. So everything was analog.
Okay.
So I didn't have anyone or any setup to emulate. So I'm like, this is the thing. I wonder what this does. I wonder what that does. I wonder if I wanted to do this. Is that possible? And I would just try stuff. And that's how we ended up with this configuration. I also have to carry all my own stuff, so I have to keep the rig really small and lean, which is something we really like playing with a very like a lot of constraints, mm-hmm. right? We're only three. We don't have a guitar player. Lots of people look at us and be like, you don't have a guitar player. How are you getting this big fat sound? And it's all
deep
diving.
I knew exactly how you got that big fat sound.
It's our goal to get to a point where we can hire roadies. And that point, we can expand our gear at that point.
Oh.
Until then, it's got to be efficient.
I'm a hardcore like minimalist by philosophy. So y'all can get all the gear you want.
I was going to go with a double bass drum set. But,
of course
you
would.
Well, you do realize.
This is a band with like a 9-piece kit.
We are here to support each other's dreams. Timas is going to get like a car sent over to carry all his stuff. Simas is going to get like whatever drum kits you want in the future. But for now, we carry all our own stuff.
However, Armors will not help you with your stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I do got to say there was only one disappointing thing. You teased a single and didn't play it.
We did play it, actually.
We opened with it.
You're like, oh, yeah, we have a new single coming out on the 14th, and then you play the last one.
That's true.
Yeah, we opened with it, but we didn't
You didn't tell us. I know.
You didn't tell us.
Misplaced commentary.
Yeah. Well, it would be in our defense.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, I was going to say, in our defense, it would be awkward if we started our set. We're like, this next one's our new single. And then, like, you know, it's like we got to have a little bit of mystique. And,
yeah, I think Cheap Trick used to do that. So.
This next one is
from our new album.
Yeah, we could have stolen that bit.
Totally.
All right. I take it back. You're right. We messed up.
You can fix it in post, yeah. I'm sure.
It's live radio.
I mean, you play your new single first, didn't tell anybody. I stutter like crazy only when live on the air. So it's all good.
Well, hey, we can talk about the new single now if you want.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, more importantly, I want to talk about these shows you have coming up.
Mm. Cool.
So tell me more.
We're very excited. I feel like for us, we're writing history in a way. This is a really monumental week for us as a band. We're here playing live with WMFO. On Saturday, April 8th, we're playing The Paradise in Boston. We're opening for Sleaford Mods, who are an incredible, like, hypnotic electronic band from the UK, and they have a new album out that hit number one and number three on two big UK charts, and we get to open for them, and it's just us and them at the Paradise on a Saturday night.
Excellent.
In April, and everything is blooming and everything is alive. And then on the 13th of April, which is a Thursday, we're doing our first ever flow show. This is like Andy Warhol Foundation style experimental underground lab show where it's completely like a lot of improv. We're going to lean really heavily into like all the weird stuff we want to try, experimental sounds, involving the audience in some ways, maybe taking suggestions or some kind of play, like breaking that fourth wall. So we're not in performance mode, we're just really in play mode, and I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Very nice.
And we have some friends coming with us, playing with us on the 13th. We have Clamb as well supporting us, and Beautiful Headquarters, and incredible eye candy digital awareness visuals for both shows.
Well said.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
You got that down.
I do.
I was going to say,
here's me,
I've
just
got,
like,
none of us have anything to add.
No further comments.
I'll show up with my 9-piece drum kit. And I'll hire my own roadie.
Randall will carry my pedal board for me.
Yeah.
I will lug it across the street on my back, crawling Timas. If you give me those sounds, I will do anything. I am a sucker for that bass.
But there is a huge, huge show going on. What, in about 22 hours or something like that? Mm-hmm.
That is over to you guys to talk about.
Oh, yes. Wow. All right, so it's for Tom and I, it's been a whirlwind week. But in particular, the last 2 days, we've been practicing at the Midway Cafe in prep, like practicing at the Midway during the day, in prep for a giant showcase that we have tomorrow night. So this is Thursday, April 6th at Brighton Music Hall, and it is celebrating the music of Rick Berlin. Many of you may be familiar with Rick Berlin, but if not, I'll just give a quick overview.
Sure.
Yeah. Rick Berlin's been in the scene for 50 plus years. He had a fantastic band in the 70s that was signed to Epic called Orchestra Luna. And I'm not overstating it. I'm fortunate enough to fill in for one of the songs in the reunion show, which is happening tomorrow night. But I've been studying the album a lot, and I'm not overselling it by saying it is a masterpiece, and it is one of those gems that has a cult following. But check out that Orchestra Luna from 1975 on Epic Records. But Orchestra Luna is reuniting for one night only. All the living members are going to be on stage, and also his band from the 80s, Berlin Airlift, which had a few hits as well, and they went on tour with Jay Giles' band back in the day. In addition to that, if that wasn't enough, our regular band, which Tom and I are in some capacity, it's kind of like a big collaborative, the Nickel and Dime Band, mm-hmm. We are playing as well, and a lot of the hits that Rick put together with that band. And if that's not enough, we also have the Sheila Divine mm-hmm. on the bill. We have the Nervous Eaters.
Yeah.
And we got Hallelujah the Hills. So between that, that lineup it's as stacked as we could possibly make it. We are getting close to sold out. So if you'd like to go, I'd actually advise picking up tickets online now. You can go Live Nation or Crossroads Presents. It's at Brighton Music Hall again tomorrow night, Thursday the 6th. Presumably probably a few tickets left at the door, but I don't want folks to get shut out. So it'd be safer to get a ticket tonight if you're interested, because this is a one-time only show. And so Tom and I are playing it tomorrow, and we're psyched. I mean, it's history, and Rick is phenomenal. And, I'll speak for myself real quickly. I've been playing in the Nickel and Dime Band for 6 years, and it's been a real honor and a privilege. I think Rick Berlin is the best songwriter I personally ever worked with, and definitely a gift to our community. And so we're psyched to celebrate all his output tomorrow night in the biggest way possible. So it's called We're All In This Together. We'll hope to see you tomorrow night, Thursday the 6th at Brighton Music Hall.
All right. Did I set that up good enough for you?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
I hope so.
I try not to dominate too much, but there's so much going on in that show that I'm like, I gotta run through it all. And Tom is the bass player for Berlin Airlift.
Which was amazing to learn these songs that, honestly, they were, again, like hidden